I want to read a poem that my mother is absolutely humiliated by, and it's my one poem that's funny in the whole whole manuscript, and it's a poem. Well, it's not a great literary theme. It's not a literary theme at all. It's about masturbation. But my mother, who's really a very fine Catholic woman, didn't ask me because she doesn't talk about those things. She still thinks that we believe the stork brought us. But she asked my sister, isn't he humiliated putting this? It's such a good book, she says. And then he puts this poem in. And it's just like this big scar. And I think that... But she's very proud of me anyway, even though I wrote this poem. And it's called At 13. Las Cruces, New Mexico, August 1967. At 13, I knew what it was to sin, knew what it was to love the sin. My curious hand reached down to touch what was mine alone, rubbing, clenching, grabbing, mesmerized by a growing greed, something of men already in me, hard, harder, up and down, until my boyhood frenzy left me bathed in sweat, the wet of discovery flooding my stomach and chest, a milky rain of warmth from clouds within. That smell, moist morning cotton, rose to my head. I had to taste, so bitter, awful, salty as blood. I stretched across my bed, tired, unable to return to my former sleep. For a week, I could not face my father nor my mother, afraid that their eyes knew and accused. And Saturday, I ran to church vomiting, oh my God, I am hardly sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins. My secret spilled to forgiving priest, my voice trembling, repentance in every word, I could have hid forever in dark shame. And after healing words, newness and light, innocent once more, I knelt and prayed. Clean and free, I went home, waited a week, then did it again and again in awe of the miracle. My sister says, well, it's a male thing.